cards or looking at that little sign right there that means that the doors are open, come on in. Get your favorite drink. Cheers to each and every one of you guys. Make sure you share this love. Share this live. This is the V-Spot After Dark. Yes, the V-Spot After Dark. So I hope you guys are having a great, great, great Friday so far. I hope you guys are ready to just enjoy some tunes and some chat and some conversation and just everything that is going to happen. Come on in, y'all. Get your drinks. Do not put your feet on my furniture. The experience starts now, guys.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
It's the V-Spot. Yes, honey, the V-Spot. Welcome to the V-Spot.
To the V-Spot. If you just came in, you see right behind my back is nobody but Baby up in this place acting absolutely crazy, messing with the blinds until they fall. I hope you guys are having a great Friday so far. I know you guys are like, what is going on? Why is the V-Spot open so late? But there is a lot of things that is going down on my end that I am so excited and so happy about. But I want to make sure I still come and sit back and relax and chill with you guys, right? So listen, we're going to go ahead. We're going to open the doors. We're going to get some things started. I'm going to kick Baby out, and then I'm going to see you guys in a moment. So listen, let's go ahead and open up these doors, okay? We're going to start out with one of my favorite songs and nothing but essence, y'all. I'll see you guys in a
Say now I love you, didn't need for your life. Yeah, I love to be like
if you guys watched it and you guys listened, it was floating around Facebook. It was so big and so huge, even made its way to TikTok. It's just really, really big in reference to Rogan. Now, Rogan is the higher up, right? So apparently Rogan, and they have it, he's going around saying the N-word. Why not just cancel culture, right? You know, cancel culture is going to come out against that. So in every video and every interview and things like that that he was saying, it's resurfaced videos. The N-word just booming. And he's just throwing it out there like white on rice, right? So he's throwing it out there. So India is like, wait a minute. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm feeding, you know, I am the backbone and we are the backbone. These musicians and these artists, we are the backbone on how you guys are successful. And yet you go around like we are. And then yet you go around and you do that and you say that. And guys, cheers. There was a lot of videos that resurfaced of his language. So she wants her catalog pulled from Spotify. Is she wrong? Heck no. No. She ain't wrong. She's not wrong at all. She has really valid reasons to why she feels as though she wants her catalog pulled. Why would I be where you disrespect? Who wants to be in a company of disrespect? Not only that, they make so little off of their catalog being on there. So little of their catalog being on there. And it's like, okay, for these pennies, I can sell it myself. I can put it on Amazon Music and I can sell it myself. India, I love you so much. And thank you so much for standing tall and staying the shoe, especially Black History Month, especially. Okay. So thank you so much for knowing that. Moving on. The Kardashians. You guys know we always talk about the Kardashians, right? Because it's always something going on with the Kardashians. It is always something going on with the Kardashians. So there is this whole thing that is going on between Kanye and Kim. Right? So Kanye is saying, okay, listen here. I get it. I understand, but I don't like Northwest having a TikTok. I don't like Northwest having this attack. A reputable father, or at least I think so. Now, we're not rich. Hey, Sean, we're not rich. I don't have the money that they have, but I respected my daughter's father. I respected her dad. And when she said, these are the things that I don't think that I want her to do, and I stood behind it, right? Because you want to stand behind them. So, Kanye, you know, every week there's something wrong with Kanye. Every week there's something going on with Kanye. So Kanye says, you know, I don't want baby North, and she's not even a baby anymore. She's a beautiful young adult, young lady. I don't want her to have this TikTok. I don't want this information being out there. So then Kim comes back and Kim says, listen, out of everything that you are putting out there in the streets about me, out of everything that you are saying about me, out of this messy, messy, messy divorce that we are going through, and you keep saying things, our child is going to see it or not. She's being monitored. I'm making sure while she's on these TikToks that she is being monitored. And with everything else going on, I want to give her something to take her mind off of the fact that mommy and daddy is not together anymore. How do you guys feel about that? Chime in on that. Please make sure you guys chime in. Let me know how you guys feel about that. I just think that, you know, with the way that the world is today, and with all the kids and the things that they are doing today, that's part of the world. And not saying that she should have it. You know, it was a while before my daughter was able to get an Instagram. You know, and not saying that she should have it, but as long as it's being monitored, then, you know, okay. But we all know the Kardashian way is going to be what it's going to be. It's them or absolutely, absolutely, absolutely nothing. Moving on, y'all. Cheers. One of my favorite is couples, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. If you guys do not know, and I'm quite sure that you guys know, they have been going back and forth with being together, breaking up, separating, going our own ways for a minute, walking around the block, sitting down, playing tic-tac-toe. I'm just playing. But that's how much it has been, right? So they are so much in love, or at least the appearance looks like. They are so, so, so much in love. So when asked, when Jennifer Lopez was asked, what is so different this time in reference to the last time that you and Ben was together? She said, well, for one, we're older. We're more mature. We have children. We know exactly what we want. I just heard one want. We're old as dirt. Want. We look good, but we're old as dirt. Want. We're tired of playing around because we're old as dirt. That's what I heard. But they just look so amazing together. If you guys are following them and looking at them, they look absolutely, absolutely amazing. So that is what is going on with Kim K. Okay, that is what's going on with the Kardashians. That is what's going on with J-Lo. That is what's going on with Whoopi. That is what is going on with North. So, and that is what's going on with India. So, last week, we ended our experience with saying congratulations to Sean. And if you guys do not remember, it was something that was crazy that went down with Sean. And I played Soul Sister. I'm not so sure if she was here because she was kind of in the mix of everything that was going on. So now that I have her, I'm just going to go ahead and rock it out again and say congratulations, Sean, on behalf of the TKBSDS Productions, as well as the No BS Duo Show and all of our experiences underneath this. Congratulations to the star. That is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing that you have done, and I know that you're going to shed the light on so many people. So congratulations, boo. Cheers to you. All right, y'all, so we're going to go ahead, we're going to play Soul Sister while we still got her, and then when we come back, we're going to say happy birthday to some people. I got some friends whose birthday is coming up. Cheers, y'all. Let me find it. All right, let's go. Spot, and you'll be able to get all of the tunes that is played. Okay, there. Now, moving on, y'all. Cheers. Many people is wondering what happened with Tiffany Haddish. There was an incident with her when, you know, they stated that she was intoxicated behind the wheel, meaning intoxication, not meaning something to drink, but she was high, marijuana wise, behind the wheel, and that she took a mugshot, y'all. And first of all, let's just discuss how funny Tiffany Haddish. Let's just discuss how funny Tiffany Haddish is, like, period. That girl is crazy funny, right? She is your cousin that comes to every cookout and you're just waiting for her to come or waiting for her to say something because you know you're going to have a good time because she is absolutely funny, right? So she allegedly... That was what happened, and they had a mugshot of her. And not even a week later, she, if you guys follow Tiffany Haddish, all of the stores are doing this, my name is, but people call me. I don't even know what the trend is. I don't know what to name it, but they go, they tell you their name. And then they go and they tell you all of the names that people call them, you know, the shows and things like that that they have been on. So she killed it from head to toe, looking absolutely, absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of her after her recent breakup with Common. I really thought that was going somewhere. I really had high hopes for Common. He just seemed so happy. Many of the people, if you guys follow Common, he is more of like such a free spirit to the point where, you know, he just does not stay in relationships. And apparently they were, allegedly, they were saying, and that the news was saying that, you know, they split up mutually. But if you follow Tiffany Haddish, cheers, Tiffany girl. If you follow Tiffany Haddish, you will see that it wasn't that. Something happened. Something happened that you could tell by, you know, like her language and things like that. So big up to Tiffany Haddish for turning it around. You know, she said, my name is Tiffany, but you call me this, 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 and looked absolutely fierce. And all of the things that, all of the shots that they did. So big up to her. Okay, moving on. New York City Mayor Eric Adams. I don't know why. Apologized for calling white officers crackers and bragging about outperforming them in a 2019 video. So much is resurfacing. You have to be so careful. You know, so many artists has been tied up. Kevin Hart, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, we just talked about her. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, they are pulling up all of these older tweets and older videos and things like that, and just trying to stunt careers and stunt achievements by pulling these things out and not saying that you, you know, you knew 2, 3, 4, 7 years ago that you would be where you are now, but you just got to be more careful. You got to be more careful. So, yeah, that's not looking too well for him. You know, that's not looking too well. For him, and you know, just what he said, just of the arrogance of it, and the mere fact that you did a whole racial thing behind it was just like, no, would not recommend. Okay, would not recommend. So, guys, listen, let's go ahead and let's say happy birthday to some folks because it is a lot of people whose birthday is today. But before we do that, African-American doctor sues Chase Bank. So she went to Chase Bank and she tried to open up an account and her paycheck was $16,000. Bankroll magic, honey. Go. That was 1 week. I don't know what was 1 week. Could have been 2 days. I don't know. So she went and, you know, she tried to open up an account. account at Chase Bank. She had her check, which was $16,000, Miss Malika Mitchell, and they told her that they could not open her account because the check was fraudulent. They did not want to open an account for her. You know, sometimes they do that check verify. And in this instance, I don't believe that they did a check verify on her. They looked at her. They looked at the way that she looked. They looked at her her figure. They looked at the way that she walked in. She was probably already nervous anyway going into the bank to pay the $16,000 check when she opened up a new account. And they denied her. They told her that it was fraud. So what did she do? Yeah, she is now suing them for racial discrimination. So cheers, honey. That's right. Don't do it. Cheers. So it's so much more that I want to talk about, but let me go ahead and let me pay a bill. I'm going to drop this bill really quick. When we come back, we're going to say happy birthday to some people, and we're going to get right back into it. Welcome, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the V-Spot After Hours. Cheers, y'all.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala. Come on, y'all say.
Now, just in case you guys do not know, we are the first African-American all-women virtual production company, and we have space for you guys here. We would love to be able to help you build your brand, create experiences unlike no other, and get your mission out there and in front of many. If you guys would like to know more about it, please be sure to get in contact with us. I'm sure we have a special place for you guys. Okay, listen here, let's go ahead and say happy birthday to our peeps. Okay, Jolena Simmons, happy birthday. Walter Elliott, happy birthday. Michelle Middleton, happy birthday, beloved. Laura Denise Robinson, happy birthday. Gwen Riley, happy, happy birthday. Timothy Whitehead, happy, happy birthday. Hey, that is my cousin. That is my cousin Sabrina Whitehead's son. Happy birthday to you, love. And Danita Ames Johnson, happy, happy, happy birthday. Listen, if you guys are in the V-Spot and you are chilling here with us and you know someone whose birthday is today, go ahead and drop it down inside the chat. Let's say happy birthday to them. So y'all know I'm going to get it together because I don't have the birthday song ready, but we're going to go ahead and play it out. Happy birthday to each and every one of you guys. I hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your 1 hour and 12 minutes until it's over. Happy birthday, guys.
You and the crew, holler at, yeah, that's us, we back, we back. We want y'all to know we get into a birthday thing. Not worry about it, put your hand up in there if you got a birthday. I don't care if it already came or if it already done passed. Everybody say happy!
Happy! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you guys. Have an amazing, amazing time. I hope you're out having a great time. So cheers to each and every one of you guys. Listen, moving right along. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. But what is going on, okay? Are you a sister watcher? I love sisters. I love the whole sisters theme. I love Zatina. I love Karen. I love absolutely the entire cast of Sisters. So if you are watching Sisters and you follow Sisters on BET like I do, then you know that it is some smoke going down, okay? From Satima doing what it was that she did to the H Factor. He is like really a non-factor, so we're not going to say his name. For messing with her, babe, for her setting Zach in his place and saying, listen, if you mess with my heart, you won't. That girl is so about it. I absolutely love the cast, and I love how they come together and they really, really do the thing. Fun fact, every episode of Sisters is only one day. Literally, it's one day. The entire, just one day. The season plays out. It's just one long day. All of that has happened, okay? They've been 24 hours into 17,000 seasons, and Tyler Perry says cut, and then they move on. So, yes, make sure you guys are watching Sisters. Also, if you guys are a Sweet Magnolias person like I am, I love Sweet Magnolias. Then make sure you guys check that out. Season 2 is now on Netflix, and it is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely amazing. Amazing. So, I really don't want to bring this up, but because we're closing, we're getting ready to close the doors of the V-Spot, I'm going to leave it with this, right? And then we're not going to do two straight No Chaser. We're not going to do that because this is the V-Spot after hours, and y'all, Mama is ready to close these doors. Okay, but I wanted to make sure I came out here with you guys, and I wanted to make sure I was here. In Vegas, there was a gentleman that was speeding at 100 miles per hour, right? 100 miles per hour, and they were in Vegas, and it was a car crash that happened because of that. And out of that car crash, they killed 9. Including the family of 7. And he sped through a red light. And it's just absolutely horrible to hear, you know, the call over the, you know how they have the recording, and to just hear, and it's like, you know, I don't know. I can't explain what's going on. Please get here. It's bodies everywhere. So to hear the frantic of the voice, and they're like, it's bodies everywhere. I don't know how many it is. I don't know what is going on. I just know that I see body after body after body, and please get here. So that was just something that was just so devastating. So please, guys, it doesn't even have to be in Vegas, but if you are driving, please be careful. Please, 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 please be careful. Okay, so guys, listen, we are coming up. That is it. I'm just creeping in for a little to say hello to you guys. Let me know what you guys think of the 10 o'clock experience that happened. Don't forget, tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have an amazing, amazing guest that is stepping into the V-Spot. I'm sorry, not the V-Spot. That is stepping into the No BS Duo Show. So make sure you guys check that out. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to have an absolutely great time. So last call to tell it all. Be safe. Be well. Be caring. The numbers are dropping. Continue to practice social distancing. You guys are going absolutely, absolutely amazing. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have some form of normalcy, whatever that is, whatever you deem as being normal. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play another. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pay another bill. And then I'm going to get just one more song, and that song is going to take us out. So thank you guys for coming into the V-Spot. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do me a favor. Get your feet off my furniture. Leave the place the way you left it, the way you found it. Look, don't leave it the way you left it, the way you found it. And I hope you guys had a great time. So I'm going to cheers it out now. And then I'm going to go ahead and we're going to pay these last bills. And I'll see you guys in a moment.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network. If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, products, or shows, contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
And guys, we are back. Thank you so much for being here. We are going to go ahead and close it out. I want to remind you that if you were an iPhone or iTunes user, that all of the experiences is on there. The V-Spot is on there where you can get all of our tunes. I add them in as we are playing them. And Raise Your Praise is also on there. So make sure you guys check that out as well. So I'm trying to see what it is that we're going to add into the V-Spot tonight, because, you know, this is the last song or our last experience. And I am going to go ahead and I am going to pick in here. Are you guys a Brandy? I love Brandy. I absolutely love Brandy. You guys can catch Brandy because it's going to be on there. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to be Tripping and Finesse. I love you guys, and there's absolutely nothing to do about it. The doors of the V-Spot are closing. Have a wonderful, wonderful night, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Know. That is the KNOWBS Dual Show. Good night, guys.
Top top push, the boy on my wrist, the diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B's Jay Sunny can't tell me that the boss up and I shake the beat. It's my big bone, boogie guy, all the girls shook up. My big fat ass guy, all the boys shook up. I'm a dollar bills and I be popping rubber band. You know, standing up and while I do my money dance like that. Flexing on the ground like that. Get that little John, okay. Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, we're doing the business and getting paid.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason I've been watching my love. Yeah, I know that's a kiss to heaven. So tonight I'm gonna show up on your bar. I'm gonna walk away with you. I'm gonna walk away with you. What's the whole room share? And that's what you do. That's what you do. I'm getting on fire.
Yes, baby. The V-Spot.
From our families to yours, be blessed. Mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.